USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospitals reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
It's the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Authorities identified the hero that took down the Indiana mall shooter on Sunday. Three victims were killed. And likely 22-year-old Elijah Dickens saved countless others from being gunned down by his legally concealed handgun in a mall that said no weapons allowed. The Mississippi abortion building that led to the fall of Roe has been sold.
The Mississippi abortion clinic at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade has been sold. Diane Derzes told the Associated Press the furniture and equipment from Jackson Women's Health Organization has been moved from the building famously known as the Pink House to a new clinic she will open in New Mexico. The clinic stopped offering the procedure earlier this month before a Mississippi trigger law banning most abortions went into effect. The clinic is still challenging the law. Still, Dursa says the clinic will not reopen, even if it prevails in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Dormant, massive black holes in space are hard to spot. The European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope has found one, called VFTS-243. It's 9 times the size of our sun. Biden officials continue to say the U.S.-Mexico border is perfectly secure, contrary to the United Nations calling it the most dangerous border on the planet.
The President and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that our immigration system is orderly and humane.
I am immensely proud to lead the workforce, the men and women of DHS, in executing our responsibility to secure the border and execute safe, orderly, and humane process.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Newsmax President Biden's inhumane policies at the southern border are financing some dangerous people.
How profoundly disturbing it is when you actually go down there. I mean, you hear the stats. It's been 3.7 million encounters since Biden took office. Last 4 months, we've been averaging over 7,400 encounters per day at the southern border. But it doesn't adequately talk about the human depredations of this massive illegal flow. You know, the open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar, about $18.3 billion per year, business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the flow of deadly drugs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.